Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Valerie Michelle Oliver, and this is Creative's Parrot Channel, and this is the Healing Artist Studio. Welcome, everyone, and happy Martin Luther King Jr. birthday day to everyone. And this is the first show of the 2011 season here on Creative's Parrot Channel. And the Healing Artist Studio is a new program that is just beginning this season. And I have a very special guest to launch the show this evening, who is Eleonora Amendolara, who is the founder of Sacred Center and also Sacred Center School for the Healing Arts. And also she has a new website called Awe Essences, which we will be talking about the Awe Essences that she provides on the website, which are 13 high vibrational water essences that are from Peru. So also, I'd like to begin by just welcoming anyone that I know who is listening to the show, either live or is going to be listening to the podcast later from Facebook and Twitter and Blog Talk Radio, from I Am Radio, Reverb Nation, Cinch, the SOAC Network, MySpace, or Healers Healing Together, which is a group of people that I met through, actually Twitter, I believe, is how I met people from the Healers Healing Together Network. So welcome all you guys. And also I just wanted to say a word about this new season versus last season. Many of you came and you listened to a show called The First and Last Song, which was a part of the first and last series. And what that was that I was interviewing people in the music industry and talking to them about their music that focused on humanitarian healing or spirituality issues and or themes. So I got to really talk to a lot of great people in the music industry last season, and that was from January 17th of 2010 to June 27th of 2010. And then the show went on hiatus, and I decided that what I wanted to do was create a new program called the Healing Artist Studio that's more in line with actually my identity and who I am as a healing arts practitioner, a creative counselor, an arts entrepreneur, an author and a songwriter, and also I have a new hat these days as a social media strategy consultant. So the programs are still very motivational and inspirational, and the topics will still be in that vein. And actually, the first and last series will be returning probably in the spring, but under the auspices of the Healing Artist Studio. So I'm really looking forward to this new season. And let's see, what else? I wanted to make sure I give you access information. To listen to the show, the webpage that you need to go to is blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot. And when you get to blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot, and I'm going to go to the page right now, you're going to scroll down a bit and you're going to see the Healing Artist Studio, 13 Essential High Vibration Water Essences. And just click on the link there that has the name of the show, and it will take you to the page, and the show will begin streaming live. Okay, and also once you get to that page with the live streaming of the show, there's also a chat area on the bottom of that page, so that anyone who would like to enter into the chat room, please feel free to do so. I can see now that there are 1, 2, 3 guests in the chat room, so welcome to you. And if you have any questions that you want to pose to Eleonora tonight, feel free to post your questions in there or to just introduce yourself to me and to her, and you know, we can mention you on the air and say you're here with us this evening participating. So welcome again to the guests, the 3 guests that are here this evening. And let's see. Also, I just wanted to check in on, I invited Brenda McIntyre to come on the show this evening. She is known as Medicine Song Woman, and she has a program called Sing Yourself Alive. She's a Canadian Aboriginal singer and performer, and she has been on the show before. And I asked her to come and to bless the show, and I don't see that she has called in yet. So, Brenda, if somehow you forgot or you've gotten busy or you're having problems connecting to the show, sorry about that, and, you know, just keep trying. And if for some reason you're unable to participate, I know you're blessing the show anyway. And I also would like to invite anyone who's listening to bless Creator's Parrot Channel and to bless the Healing Artist Studio. Your blessings, your well intentions, your love and your light are certainly welcome. And if anyone even wants to dial in and offer a blessing for the show, that would be fine. That would be great, too. I would certainly welcome it. Let's see. Anything else? Well, I don't know. I guess I think I gave all the information about how to access the show, except for, this is very important, Val. Yeah, the call-in number. There is a toll-free call-in number. If you'd like to call in to either listen to the show or to call in if you have a question for Eleonora, we'll start taking questions after a brief interview with her. And the call-in number is area code 877-245-6141. Again, the number is area code 877-245-6141. And if you can't get in on that number, there's another number, which is area code 347-202-0238. Again, call-in number is area code 347-202-0238. So you can call in with any questions that you might have. Now, sometimes, once in a while, there are technical difficulties, and I'm actually coming to you through Skype, and I'm hardwired to a modem, which is a high-speed internet service, connected to a high-speed internet service provider, but sometimes weird things happen, so if we should get disconnected, just know that I will dial right back into the show. And you can do so as well, and I will just, you know, refresh the switchboard here, and you can just come back to the web page and listen to the show that way. So if we get disconnected, just reconnect through the web page or by dialing in. Now, I'm actually coming to you from Little Falls, New Jersey. I know most of you are used to me coming from Newburgh, New York, but I'm here in Little Falls, New Jersey today. I'm visiting with some good friends of mine, Mary and Michael Clifford. And hello, Mary, if you're listening. And I'm actually doing the show from, what's the studio today? The studio is Michael's office. And a show is easy to do. I'm here on a Macintosh laptop, 15-inch. And as I said earlier, I'm connected, hardwired to the modem. And it's just kind of nice and cozy. So anyone who wants to do a Blog Talk Radio show, all you really need to have is an internet connection. You just have a dial-in number. You need a personal computer or a laptop. And, hey, you can be on the air. So, yeah, come on. Come on over to Blog Talk Radio. And if I can help you get launched or started in any way, I will certainly be happy to. Okay, so I'm going to just pop in and take a look at the switchboard. And it looks like Eleonora is... has called in, so we'll go to speak to her in 1 minute. I also want to let people know that you can certainly sponsor programming of Creator's Parrot Channel on this channel and the Healing Artist Studio. It costs $39 for 1 month to have an active show where you can have a switchboard and have people call in and download the shows and edit them and re-upload them and get all kinds of cool stats and things like that. So for 1 month, it's $39. So your $39 contribution will go to having us on the air for a month. Or you can contribute $25, and that gets us a toll-free phone number, like the 877 number that I gave out that you may be calling in on now. I'm certain Eleonora is calling in on that number. So again, that's $25 will give us 1 month of a toll-free number. And, you know, that will help us to manifest more programs. So on the homepage for Creator's Parrot Channel, there's a list of links. So to contribute, just click on contribute and keep us on the air. And that'll take you straight to PayPal, and you can pay through make a contribution either through any credit card of yours that you have or through your PayPal account. So I certainly appreciate any contributions to help keep programming on the air, and there are going to be some great shows coming up as well. Let's see, I've got about 2 more minutes before I'm going to bring Eleonora on the show. And I think maybe what I'll do is I'll talk a little bit about some of the upcoming shows. One of them is going to be, let's see, it's coming up on next Sunday. That's June, I believe it's the 23rd. Let me take a quick look at my calendar. That's the cool thing also about being on the radio. You can just, you know, you're on your computer, you can just click around and take a look at different things. Yes, I believe it's the 23rd. It's a Sunday, and I believe it's going to start at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a special show on the top humanitarian and inspirational indie music of 2010. And, yeah, going to have some special guests, going to have EJ Flavors, who's known as the godfather of podcasting. And he's going to be picking 5 of his favorite tracks on those themes. And I'm going to also have Sean Unda Carter of Generation Neex Entertainment. It's a company that produces all kinds of cool world hip-hop, chill, R&B. He's just one heck of a busy young producer and composer and songwriter. And so he's going to be choosing 5 tunes. And then I'm going to choose 5 tunes for our tracks. The people call it tracks today. It's like they're not even called songs. They used to be called songs. But I hear people say tracks a lot. So I'm choosing 5 of my favorite tracks of music that was featured on the show, either songs that were played as, there were a couple of songs that were played as tributes to Haiti, and also there are people who, you know, were interviewed on the show. I've chosen five songs out of all the music that was featured in 2010, and there'll be some people calling in as well who were featured on the show, whose music I have selected, like Coco O'Connor, like hopefully Russell Blake, maybe Zayn Effendi. I haven't actually said who these people are yet, but officially, but that's June 23rd, so tune in for the top humanitarian inspirational indie music picks of 2010. And also just stay tuned, come back to this website or find me, Creators Parrot Channel on Facebook or Creators Parrot on Twitter for updates. Okay, it is 5:15, so what I want to do is, let's see, go on over and talk to Eleonora, unless Brenda McIntyre has called in. And let's see, I see someone from the 586 area code, and I'm not sure actually if that is Brenda or not, but I'm going to I'm going to unmute you from the switchboard, caller number 586, and if you are Brenda, just say hello, and if not, just hang tight. Okay. Hello, 586, is that Brenda? 586 area code? Okay, I don't guess that's Brenda because she probably would have said, hello, it's Brenda. And Brenda's actually calling from Canada. But if it is, I'll come back to 586 again. All right, with that, I'm going to go live with Eleonora. And Eleonora, are you with us?
I'm certainly with you, Val. Nice to be here on your first show of 2011, a great year to come.
Well, thank you so much, Elle. Well, it's, you know, it's always a pleasure to be talking with you. And the last time you were on the show, actually, you were on with Brenda McIntyre and also with Aaliyah Long, and the subject was the healing power of sound. And we had such a great time on that show. So I'm so happy to have you back to be talking about this time your Awe Essences, Andean Water Essences website, and the essential 13 water essences that you have available there. I want to give people the website address that might like to take a look. It is aweessences.com. And that's AWESSENCES.com. All right, aweessences.com. I also want to give you Eleonora's main website, which is sacredcenter.net, sacredcenter.net. And also you can find Eleonora on Facebook by typing in Sacred Center. So, you know, you can connect with her in that way as well. Okay, I just want to say a few words about you, Eleonora. Eleonora is one of my favorite people. She has been my mentor for many years, my teacher. I'm a graduate of her School for the Healing Arts, which is located in Warwick, New York. I consider you, Eleonora, to be a master healer. It's like an alchemist, a shaman, a healing artist, all those things all rolled into one. A person of really great humility, a person who has the deepest and most open heart I have ever known. And I don't know, I could just like say many, 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 many more wonderful things about you, but I'm going to give you an opportunity just to say in your own words, to describe yourself in your own words. So how would you describe yourself, Al?
Thank you so much, Val. That's really kind. Yeah, that's always an interesting question, and my answer is always, well, whatever you want me to be, I will be that. But I think, you know, I think I'm really a pioneer in this incarnation. I'm pioneering a new movement, and the movement is includes that of healing, and of course that means helping others to heal themselves and reach their highest potential, and really finally become free and live from their heart space and their true authentic self. And there's many ways to do it, and luckily or gratefully, I have a few tools in my box, and whether whether the people need spiritual healing, psychological or physical healing, there's always a place to start. And we actually, I'm a sojourner, and we help the person discover themselves as we go on. And it really is about breaking through these imbalances and separations that we have from nature, that we have to reconnect and remend. And that's where the essences come in, because they are truly the essential waters of the earth. You know, water is life. So using the water essences has been a great gift to my healing.
Okay, great. This is sort of a segue into like my next question for you. And thank you for sharing with us from your perspective who you are and essentially, you know, what your purpose is here in life. What led you initially, and you already started actually talking on this topic, but if you could elaborate a little, what led you initially to water essences in general, and then more specifically to the sacred waters in Peru?
Yeah, I guess what led me was my guidance. After going to Peru, as you know, I've been returning to Peru and the Andes since 1993 and leading trips there. And every time I went, there was always a body of water nearby. And the Peruvian, the Andean people, use an anchor and harness, whatever word you want to use, to, water. And they use it for their irrigation. They use it, it's the Andes are snow-capped mountains. They use it to cleanse. There's lagoons near every town to, you know, release your heavy energy into those lagoons. And also there's lagoons too, with a lot of healing properties, a lot of minerals in them, where people go and, you know, take care of their diseases. So water has been an integral part of the Andean people. And I guess just through my guidance, I'd go and I thought, oh, I'd like to bring that water back. If this is such an amazing place, and these are not easy places to get to. So I never really knew whether I'd be going back. And I'd bring the water essences back. And it just happened that I began to make the essences from them and use them in my healing practice.
Okay, now you mentioned, you know, that that's a little bit hard to get to some of these places. Yeah, just how hard or how easy is it to make the journey to these sacred lakes and lagoons and any other kinds of water sources? Because I know there's lakes and lagoons. I don't know if there's, you know, rivers or any other kinds. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what it takes to get to some of these and what exactly they are, you know, lakes or lagoons or rivers, where they're located?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't really describe it as hard or easy. But when you're there, everything seems like an easy way. Of course, looking back on it, you know, you go, oh, my goodness, how did I ever get there? So, you know, some of them are a couple are from the Asangati, the sacred mountains, Asangati and Salkinds High. They're up at 15,000 feet, and those mountains are known for their amazing lagoons and waters. And some of them, one of the lagoons I went to a couple of times was Laguna Negra up in the north of Peru. That is a kind of a hard trip to get to, but once you're there, it's just like no other place on the earth. And I also realized that, you know, not everybody is going to go to Peru, so I'm bringing back the ancient wisdom in the waters from the Andes here. And I think as I was doing a little research on waters, there's been a lot written by Dr. Emoto recently. I mean, he just wrote a lot and described a lot of what the water crystals, water holds energy and vibration, and actually we're two-thirds water. And if it not be for water, we wouldn't have the chemicals and the hormones running through our bodies. So water is key. Water is life. So why not water? We have a lot of flower essences out there, and they're all magnificent. And, you know, water essences just seem to be the next, as I said, I'm a pioneer, and it just seemed to be the next form of healing. It's vibrational healing. So you're ingesting a vibration to help you rebalance whatever it is that you're working on.
Okay. Well, I wanted to just take a moment, if I may, to welcome Brenda McIntyre. I see that she has dialed in, and she left me a message in the chat room that the phone number that I gave, or the toll-free number, doesn't work in Canada to dial in. So.
Welcome,
Brenda. And I'm actually going to bring Brenda in after I ask you a few more questions, because I actually asked Brenda to participate if she had the time as a guest co-host, so that she could also ask some questions and perhaps share some of her experiences with water. So I'm going to just bring her on and say hi to Brenda. And let's see. Brenda, are you live here now?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just doing great. So happy to be here on the Healing Artist Studio, you know, tonight on Blog Talk Radio, and also that it's a special day of, you know, peace, being Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Eleanor haven't been together on the show for a little bit. You were both here, I think, in April. I think that was correct, April, I believe, talking about the healing power of sound. And Brenda, I definitely am going to ask you to bless the show. I'm going to wait actually until toward the end of the show to do so, since we've already got started. And if you have any questions for Eleonora or anything you want to offer about your own experiences with water essences, please do jump in, okay?
Sure. I'm loving that you're talking about Dr. Emoto. I opened for him in 2005, and we did water ceremony at Lake Ontario. So keep talking.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Now, I'm going to now go to the Awe Essences website, and, you know, there's a page about the essences, and there's 13 of them. I'm just going to read them. Being centered, being in love, weaving the rainbow, freeing self, trusting silence, surrendering, radiating bliss, bridging worlds, revealing truth, awakening self, accepting transition. Wow, a lot of us could use that right now. Healing source, and one of my favorites, transcending limitations. And I have to say that right now, I actually am taking the water essence called revealing truth. And I'm just going to read straight from the website here what revealing truth is about. Each essence has a description, a use, a source, and a picture of the source. So revealing truth, we connect with the entire spectrum of experience, human and divine. Dreams of the heart become manifest, and soul's potential shines through. Now, the uses for this essence, it says alleviates frustrations and confrontational or oppositional behaviors, grounds your energy, and helps address beliefs related to being unfulfilled or, quote, never enough, unquote, encourages self-reflection. And this essence comes from Lake Titicaca, island of Amantani. If I say it wrong, let me know. Amantani, Peru.
It's Amantani.
Say it again.
Amantani.
Amantani, Peru. So, Eleanor, how did you come up with these descriptions and the description of the uses for all of these essences?
Well, the essence is a combination of the essence actually comes from the water. Say this, for example, comes from the waters of Lake Titicaca. Amantani is an Aymara word. Aymara is the language that that they speak there in Lake Titicaca. It's an ancient language. And they're it's a unique people that still thrives there in Lake Titicaca. Of course, I've just been there again this year. Lake Titicaca is on the map this year because a lot of the mysteries of 2012 are said to be beneath Lake Titicaca, and the portals and the gateways are beneath Lake Titicaca. So there's a lot of the unknown that surrounds Lake Titicaca, and so getting the water from Lake Titicaca was key. And it also combines, like I put the water out, it's either a full moon, an equinox, or some astrological energy, and I keep the water out for a couple of days while I'm there. And it also, I'm looking at the group that I bring, because the group usually has its own flavor and personality and own issues that we're working through. So it's a combination of those things. And then when I get home, I actually ask the water what it wants to be called. And, you know, I sit and meditate with the water, and the water, you know, transmits to me what the purposes and the uses are. And, I mean, I get to that intuitionally and also through muscle testing.
Okay, now you mentioned groups. We haven't mentioned groups. Groups, what do you do with groups there? What's that about?
Well, every year I take a small group of people, and I just let the energies of Peru guide me and tell me where to go. And there's always, like this year, we were really completing a cycle. Everybody in the group was completing some cycle and trying to transcend some limitation that they were experiencing. And there's just a group dynamics that happens. So everybody individually is getting what they need, but also the group itself has a certain purpose that they fulfill when they go. And I never know what that is. It just sort of creates itself.
Okay, well, I just wanted to ask about, you know, that for people that weren't sure what you meant by groups, what you do with groups and that kind of thing. I'm still looking at the All Essences website, and I want to read another about another one of the essences. I just love the name of this essence, so I'm just going to, like, read this one, and then I'll have another one, and then then we'll move along to something else. But there's one called Radiating Bliss. Now, come on. Wow. I mean, it's such a sensuous name, and, you know, such a high name. So the description here says, harmony and its boundless peace are ours when we join the dance of sacred gratitude. Uses: offers relief from depression, somber feelings, and emotional lag or instability. And the source is Ossangate, sacred mountain near Cusco, Peru. Is there anything you want to say about that before I...
Yeah, that's an exceptional place. I've been to Asangate at least 7 or 8 times. It is at 15,000 feet. And the picture on the website shows one of its amazing lagoons. And the lagoon changes colors, and it's really a transcendental lagoon, and there are like jaguar lagoons up there. And indigenous people for centuries and centuries have gone up there to do their ceremonies, and it's an exquisite place, a very sacred place. Standing there this time, when I got the water, I took water from each one of the lagoons up there and put them together, and I noticed and I felt as though there was not a direction. I was on top of the world, and that's exactly what it felt like, radiating bliss, you know, the good one.
Oh, beautiful. And I have one more, because there are a number of guests and a couple of people on the line, and they want to talk to you. Let's see. There's freeing self. The description is mother love supports us, and mother love inspires us. Know the true freedom that births us into ecstasy. And the uses, it says here, mitigates addictive tendencies and decreases inclinations towards stubbornness and insecurity, liberates us from limiting beliefs. And the source is Salkante Wild Mountain near Machu Picchu. And what grabs me about that is the addictive tendencies, with there being so many people, you know, with addictions, you know, in our world today. Is there anything you'd like to say about this particular essence?
Yeah, Salkantay is another sacred mountain. There are two main ones, Asangate and Salkantay. Salka in Quechua means non-domesticated or wild. So it's releasing that non-domesticated self, the unprogrammed self, the true self. And it's also like an amazing, amazing place.
Okay, now you mentioned Quechua. Quechua is a language. What is Quechua?
Quechua is what all the Andean people speak. It's an ancient language. It's actually the Incans and pre-Incans coaxed everyone to speak the similar language, the same language. So the Incas conquered from... Ecuador all the way down to Chile, and one of the ways they got they sort of united that whole South America through language, so everyone speaks Quechua, and Quechua is really an ancient language.
Okay. Also, I was just wondering specifically how. Because with the addiction, I'm thinking addiction, and
yeah.
I happen to know that these essences have alcohol in them, and therefore there are people who are in recovery who would feel that, oh, I can't take this essence, although I would be interested in the freeing self one. How does a person take these essences? By mouth, anything else?
Well, the essences are made with, typically essences are made with some sort of alcohol to preserve them. These are all made with pisco. Pisco is a Peruvian Andean brandy. So the brandy itself comes from Peru. And that was really important for me because I wanted the vibration to match the vibration of the waters. When you put these a few drops into hot water, within minutes the alcohol dissipates. But if people still have a problem with that, you can place it on your wrist, and that's not a problem. You can place it on your body, or you can place it in your room. You can put a few drops of water in your room. But typically you would put it on your wrist or in hot water.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And also, Brenda, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask or anything you want to add to this before I start seeing if there's anyone that, you know, would like to talk to Eleanor about anything they're going through and she can, you know, muscle test them or check in with them and make some recommendations for them?
No, go ahead. I mean, it's interesting to hear about the essences. Yeah, I had the same question that you had, actually, Val, because a lot of the people in the Native community have a hard time with alcohol. And for myself, with my sense of smell, I would never have that around me because of the alcohol. The water, absolutely. But anything to do with alcohol, then I have issues with as well, just because I am so, I guess, away from all of that. Like, I quit drinking because of the community having so many problems, and a lot of my friends being, you know, and just sort of an awareness of that. So now the smell of alcohol, I actually can't be around it.
Okay. Yeah, really
interesting.
Yeah, if you put one drop of an essence in like a quart of water, I'm sure you wouldn't smell the alcohol. It really dissipates quite, you know, and if you put it in hot water, it dissipates. If anybody actually wants essences without the alcohol, they can just contact me as well, and I can make that for them.
What number do they contact you at?
845-987-7846.
Okay, and they can also, anyone who's listening, you can also get that number from her website, sacredcenter.net. Okay, I want to give the call-in number again. It's toll-free to talk to Eleonora, let her know what's going on with you and what essence might be best, which is area code 877-245-6141. That's toll-free. If you're calling from Canada and you can't get through on the 877 number, dial area code 347-202-0238. Now, I see still there's the 586 caller on the line. I'm going to unmute that line, and if you'd like to talk to Eleonora, feel free to do so.
Hi, this is Sue. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Sue.
Oh, great.
We can hear you. Hi,
great.
How are you doing?
Val knows who I am. This is Sue Burkham, and I was really excited to get notification about the show because I am dealing with a blockage of sorts on writing a specific chapter in a book that I would love to finish. I completed the whole book, and I'm going back through and editing. What's really interesting to me is that the same chapter that gave me so much difficulty in writing and getting through is the same one that I'm hung up on as I go through the editing process. So I don't know how to describe it other than that. Seems to be a real stumbling block to completing the book.
And what's the book called?
The book, I'm a coach and a spiritual practicing coach. I, you know, coach clients when they're ready on, you know, spiritual beliefs. And it's about unlearning all those things that we attach ourselves to as children that aren't the truth, but our interpretation of the truth. And so the book is actually an abstract autobiography of my life and how I rewound to locate those specific beliefs. The particular chapter that's giving me trouble is the one where these beliefs are being played out, and I'm showcasing these as a way to show the reader, a beginner, to really see how carrying those beliefs actually play out in your life if you hang on to them.
Well, I'm testing which essence would you would need, and two of them came up, but the major one was transcending limitations, and the other one was trusting silence. So it's interesting because in the uses for transcending limitations is the ability to be still, and trusting silence, you know, also trusting silence is one that softens karma or constrictions and helps promote self-awareness and a completion of cycles. So repeating the stories that we have require, you know, is really, stories are all about distraction. So it seems to me to be the ability to be still. So that's what I'm testing that you would need. Does that make sense?
Yes, actually. Very much on target.
Yeah,
I know we all have little voice that tells us these things, and we tend not to listen to it. So the silence.
The transcending limitations comes from a lagoon that is really not easy to get to, way up in the North Coast. And, you know, I took people there on that trip, and they had no idea where I was taking them. And I mean, of course, I went there a couple of times, but they came across their own fears as they were going there. And and they had to, every one of them had to either face extreme rain or no food or not really, just scary places. I mean, it's not a scary place, but, you know, these kinds of trips really evoke that kind of, you know, you reach the wall and then you have to go through it. So that was a particular trip where people on the trip actually transcended limitations. And that lagoon is outrageous. So that's a very, that lagoon is actually has legends of the crystal skull being there too. So that I would definitely take that one.
I will definitely be visiting your website.
Okay.
So I can move forward. Thank you so much.
All righty. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Sue.
Thanks, Val.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see here. There is a question in the chat room. Let's see here for you, Eleonora. Comes from Measure of Faith. Let's see. And someone who's not really sort of believing in the use of essences, the question is the host worried that this form of witchcraft might jeopardize the salvation? I'm not quite sure, you know, where they're coming from with that, but this is not actually witchcraft. I would not describe this as witchcraft. Would you, in any way, shape, or form? Or and I'm talking about witchcraft in a negative sense.
I'm not addressing that, Val.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with that. So, let's see.
Tune into some other show.
Yes. So, Measure of Faith, you need to tune into some other show. This is actually not related to anything that has to do with your question. Okay, so let's see. Let me go to the call-ins here. Let's see, 973, that's my friend Mary Clifford, whose home I'm doing the show from. So Mary, maybe you'd like to say hello, and I think you said you might also have a question for Eleonora, so you're unmuted now, so feel free to speak.
Oh, I'm unmuted?
That's good. Right, we can hear you. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Yes, I do have a question, as a matter of fact, which may be a little too specific. In listening to what these essences are aimed at. But I have a child who is having fertility problems and is trying very hard to get pregnant with medical intervention. And I have been trying other, you know, non-medical things myself, although she doesn't really believe in it. And I wondered if any of these essences would be good for that.
First of all, essences have been used for quite a while. Dr. Bach was a medical doctor, a physician from England, who created essences 70 years ago, and they're still being used today. I would recommend those essences for her if you want to choose an essence. They're a lot more, I think they would be a lot more useful for her, the Bach flower essences. going, testing her with these essences, I come up with being in love. Being in love, the uses for being in love are to release anger, shame, and blame. And that would be very useful as well.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your question, Mary. Appreciate it. And for listening to the show. And I'll see you soon.
Very good.
I'll leave this room. Okay. All right. So let's see. Brenda, do you have any other questions? Also, I want to check in with you to see how much time you would need for blessing the Healing Artist video, because it's now 5:50. We've got about 10 minutes left. And I don't see any other callers at this point. So, yeah, if you have any other questions for her and about how much time would you like for the blessing?
5 to 7 minutes is fine. And sure, if Eleonora, I would like to hear about your experiences with being with the water when you were there, when you were in maybe one of those locations. Just pick your favorite one.
Being with the water, there's a couple of locations. The one that's striking is the North Coast, Laguna Negra. There are quite a few lagoons up there, and all of the Peruvian Andean people go up there, make a pilgrimage up there just to bathe in the water. The water really controls the whole area. The water was found to have a lot of minerals in them, but is also a transformative kind of waters. So I was there when there were quite a few sick people, and they do a lot of, it just struck me that, you know, it's not an easy place to get to, and many, many people just make the trek to go to these waters to bathe. And indigenous people from all over the world have done this over the last thousands of years, you know, in every country. It just feels like you're being nourished and bathed by life, because water there is so honored and so part of all the ceremonies and all of their everyday life. You know, they're masters at harnessing the water. They use the water comes into their homes. They bathe with the water. All the temples have water running through it. You know, the priestesses from long ago would sit under these flowing waters, and the water that flowed, over their heads would go to the people. So you really get a tremendous respect for water, and I think in our day and age, it's very humbling to be in a place like that, where here we have pollution, and we're trying so hard to drink clean water. So there's some. It's a humbling experience, and it's certainly one that brings you right back to the true essence of life, which is water, which is where we all came from. So I feel very honored and grateful to be part of that.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great question. And Brenda, I just wanted to get in for the listeners your website too, which is healingsinger.com. And yes, that's healingsinger.com. That's Brenda McIntyre's website. And we've got maybe 7 minutes left or so. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, Brenda. If we run out of time, I want to take this time to thank you, Eleonora, for being a guest on the show. And, I'd like to have you back again some other time. I wondered if you have any parting words before I turn it over to Brenda.
I just have a quote here from Dr. Bach, who created all those beautiful Bach flower essences. And this is a quote directly from him: "The cause of all our troubles in self is self and separateness. And this vanishes as soon as love and the great knowledge of unity become part of our nature." And that's truly what essences are meant for. Thanks, Val. Love you.
You're welcome. I love you, too. Thank you. Okay, Brenda, I'm going to turn it over to you now. And, that's it.
Sure. Thanks for having me. It's been an interesting, it's an interesting topic to for me to be around too, because I love water. And water, women are responsible for the water in Ojibwe tradition, and I'm Ojibwe and Odawa, so like around here, water is a major part of the ceremony, and water is considered the first medicine. So it's a really fascinating topic. I love it. And it's so true. I mean, it's so important to take care of our water. So I'm just going to introduce myself in a traditional way, and we'll see what comes. So I just said greetings in the Ojibwe language, and that my spirit name is Medicine Song Woman, and my clan is Owl. I'm Owl Clan, and I always acknowledge Toronto as my home because I live here now, and also Kamloops, British Columbia, as my home because that's where I grew up. And that's where my spirit's home. And I was checking in with myself earlier just to see if I was going to sing a song, because usually what I would do is I would do a welcome song, but you know, the show is wrapping up, so it won't be a welcome song. And it could be just a few words of prayer, but I get the sense I'm going to do a short song. So I'll just channel and allow whatever comes to come. And your intentions for your show, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Just for a couple of minutes, just tell me a little bit about the intentions for this whole thing.
Well, the Healing Artist Studio, I see it as a sacred space. You know, to be motivational for people, to be inspirational for people, to be a place of love and light. So I definitely think of it as a sacred space, a place to get people together, a place of peace, a place of healing, and of also, what's the word I'd like to be, balancing opposing forces. You know, so that we can all become the people that we were created to be, you know, live and be the best that we can for the highest good. And, you know, whether it's a person or a show that's related to business, or whether it's related to music, or whether it's related to some other topic, I like the focus to be on humanitarian healing and spirituality concerns and themes, but for this to be a sacred space for communication and for sharing.
Nice. So that's what I'm going to include, those intentions in this song. That's how the song will come. So
Thank you.
I'll bring in the song. Way out, 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 Which, thank you to the spirits who are helping. And, you know, may your show continue and just bring in all of that bliss for people and just make people feel really good.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much, and continued blessings to you and to your endeavors. Again, that's Brenda McIntyre, healingsinger.com. And thank you, everyone, who joined us today. You've been listening to the Healing Artist Studio on Creator's Parrot Channel here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, have a great evening, and definitely return for some more great shows.